This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where do you sit emotionally just seeing your former team right out of the gate in a situation where you guys basically swap quarterbacks?
Cool, calm, collected. Another game, to be honest with you. We're out here just trying to get better each and every day and prepare for this upcoming Sunday.
Justin Fields saying it's just another game. Aaron Rodgers basically echoing those sentiments. Aaron Rodgers not giving the Jets bulletin board material, though he was a little curt, I thought, in his press conference yesterday. I liked it. It was like the game face was on. It's week one. Dulac asked about running an offense. He's like, it's my 21st year in the league. I feel like I know how to run an offense. He wasn't snippy, I wouldn't say. He wasn't warm and fuzzy. And I think he is pissed off for greatness. I think he hates Aaron Glenn's guts.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers.
Uh-huh.
And I think he should. I think it's crap that you have a guy fly across country and you're going to have a discussion. Hey, you're under contract. You coming back? You're not coming back? Should I come back? Do you want me back? What, 5, 10, 15 minutes and that's it?
Do you think it was Aaron Glenn's fault or was it ownership and management's fault?
That's a good question.
Like, I'm sure that comes from the top down. I'm sure that, who's the owner again?
Oh, man, what just happened here? It's the Woody Johnson.
Woody, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sure that he probably was like, yeah, let's screw over Aaron. Let's have him come out and just tell him that we don't want him anymore.
That's such crap, man.
It is. So it's organizational, and I could see it being directed at Aaron Glenn, but it's everybody.
Put it on Glenn, put it on Woody, yeah, put whatever. It on Woody's son who drafts based on Madden rankings. Do that. Do that. Go out there. Maybe sling the thing a little bit. But it got me to thinking, because Justin Fields is a Jet and Aaron Rodgers is a Steeler, who are some other famous Jets-Steelers crossover players? And you know what? There's a long, historic list here, man. Like Alan Faneca.
Uh-huh.
I think I've told this story before, but back in 07, I went to the Penguins-Rangers game, St. Patrick's Day at Madison Square Garden, and the Penguins wound up losing. It was like 4-2 or 5-2. And on the way out the door, we were just getting harassed by Rangers fans. And one Rangers fan goes, the Penguins effing suck. Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. And thanks for Alan Faneca. So that's a big one. James Ferrier.
Yes.
A big one.
Santonio.
Absolutely. Yes. They traded him after the pot, which is so crazy. He smokes the weed. I think they got a fifth round draft pick in return. Santonio. You want to talk about a big game player?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Santonio Holmes in that 08 Super Bowl run was so good. Punt return against the Chargers. He had the long catch and run against the Ravens. He was the Super Bowl MVP. People think about James Harrison. People think about Lamar Woodley's postseason. Wow. You think about how many guys need to go crazy to win a championship? There would be the example right there.
Yeah.
Santonio was unbelievable. He was good for them, too.
Le'Veon.
Do you think if Le'Veon had not taken that year off, that he'd have been good there? Or was it a personnel thing, or was it the time off?
I think he hated Adam Gase.
And he still tweets about Adam Gase.
So I think, and Adam Gase was an offensive guy, and I think that it just didn't gel. Like, he didn't fit the system, the scheme, what they wanted to do. They didn't know how to use him. So I think it was the time off, yeah, but I think it was more the situation.
This is one of the crossover games that has some of the most history between two separate franchises. Like Mike Vick for the Jets, yeah. Mike Vick for the Steelers, Jericho Cautry. Jericho Cautry was a dog 1 year for the Steelers.
Yep.
I think he caught double-digit touchdowns. Bubby Brister, Neil O'Donnell, Mark Malone.
Wow.
Plex.
Yeah.
Who I guess I forgot was a New York Jet for a minute there. And then, of course, I mean, who could forget Kelvin Beachum, Quan Alexander, and Kalen Ballage? Willie Colon.
I didn't realize that there was that many.
There's a ton. Arthur Maulet, Steve McClendon, Hank Poteet.
They have more than Cardinals Steelers?
Steelers don't play the Cardinals this year, right?
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, crossover.
I know. I know. We might have to pull that one up. Kimo von Olhoffen.
Wow, yeah, they definitely have more.
Al Woods, Avery Williams, Mike Williams, of course, Mike Williams. Ton of good ones.
Wow.
Pat Bostic joining us now. It's a Thursday in football season. The pill. The rock. The pigskin. Matriculating balls down the field. 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
That's right.
Waggles, boots, nakeds. Hello, Pat.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
Great. Phenomenal.
He's got color in his face. Mm-hmm. You look like you've Benjamin Buttoned. You do. You look younger than you did last week. Well, you look younger than you did 2 weeks ago.
If I felt like I looked, I'd be great. No, I feel good. It's good to be with you.
Eagles, Cowboys tonight, Pat.
That's right, man. This has more intrigue now that I've started watching that America's Team documentary on Netflix, which is just awesome, by the way.
Well, you missed it last week because Wansa was on. He gave us some little, scenes that were cut out of the
documentary. Oh, did he? Yeah. I got to go back and re-listen to that because I was on earlier last week. It's phenomenal, and I'm ready for NFL football, too. We got college balls underway, NFL football. Yeah, we're like in the thick of it now. We've got like dozens of weeks in a row of just pure ball.
Just pure ball. We got a game tomorrow night.
Yeah.
You got the Chiefs on the television.
Yep.
You got college ball on Saturday.
Think about what we're going to be
Sunday,
like this time
Monday
next
night
week.
Football? Why? Ooh. Why? What?
Did I hear McAfee said yesterday that both teams win this weekend, game day will be in Morgantown?
Yes. Yes. And that's been the hot rumor for a couple of weeks
now. It makes
now.
A ton of sense, right?
Yeah.
Makes a ton of sense.
Especially with the game going away, Rich Rod being back. Like, I think that there'll be a lot of hype around it that they should be there.
And Reese Davis said prior to the season that they want to diversify it a little bit. Like, because you've got a couple of big games in SEC country next weekend, but
yeah,
well, you need to go to the Hedges again. Like, you go to Georgia all the time. Like, you need to, what, are you going to go to Ole Miss? And, oh, look at all their tents. Who gives a rat's ass? We've seen that before. Let's go to Morgantown. Something needs to happen in the interim. You got to take care of the old Ohio Bobcats and their quarterback. And Pitt's got one of the Michigans.
Central Michigan. Chippewas.
You know I was scared, right?
Yes.
I didn't want to go Central, Eastern, yes. Western. I didn't
yes.
know.
Yes, I saw that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The pride of Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Yes. And Antonio Brown and J.J. Watt.
Yeah. They
they barely pulled one out last week.
Well, they beat San Jose
team.
State on the road, which is not a bad team.
Oh, get out of here, San Jose State.
They beat Stanford last year. They beat UNLV. Well, they played a close game against UNLV last year, who was ranked. This Central Michigan team, Dorn, it looks like our offense from Pitt.
Yes.
Two really? Tight ends,
yep.
Fullback.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Old school, baby.
You said 3 yards in a cloud of dust. They are that personified.
Pitt's going to beat them by 57 points.
It'll be it's a step up for sure. And Ohio's a tough. They almost beat Rutgers.
They fought in that game. They came back, clawed back.
I can tell you one thing. They better not fumble 3 times in 4 plays.
Oh, you'll lose. Of course. Of course. Any other team West Virginia plays on a schedule this year, you fumble 3 times in 4 plays. You know what that is? That's an L.
But if you fast forward to next week at this time, and if McAfee's in Morgantown, which his show will be there Friday,
I would imagine,
presumably. I mean, this is going to be a hype. Pitt's going to be driving into a hype train.
Yeah, and it'll be, again, if both teams are 2-0 and game day is there, the stakes are massive, obviously, because the series is going away. It means an awful lot to both teams. The West Virginia perspective would be, you find a way to pull an upset at home, you've now advanced the program beyond where you thought it would probably be year one. If you lose, you really got to do work in the conference schedule to make up for losing to Pitt, obviously.
Well,
and that schedule
and
looks tough.
And you've, I mean, I'm not going to go to Bill Belichick levels of how this is being hyped up, But if you have game day there and Pat's there and you've got all this hype leading up to him and you lose, it feels like you're gonna. It'll feel like you felt in Chapel Hill.
It'll feel like Neil Brown last year when Penn State came to town.
And this is Rich Rod coming back, though.
Right.
Yeah.
This is Rich Rod coming back. What is it? 18 years later.
Yeah.
You got McAfee there. He's going to have the crowd going. All things said. If I'm him, I don't know if I want game day there.
I don't want it.
But it's happening, boy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome.
So you think my guys are going to take care of the Ohio Bobcats?
I do. Yeah. I want them to.
Me too. Of course.
I want this game to be, you know, all that. I want it to have all the hype. It deserves it. I've got no shame in saying I would love to find a way, to see a way for it to continue because it's so good.
Do you think the game will be close? Ohio, West Virginia?
We're blowing them at.
I do think it'll be close.
Blow at.
I think it'll be close. I mean, the question becomes, West Virginia's just got a million different ways to run the ball. That's what they're going to do. Can Ohio stop it? If they can, that's the big question mark. Can Marky All in that group, can they throw it? Because I didn't see much of that.
No, they didn't. They didn't attack downfield pretty much at all.
But I think both sides of the lines looked solid. You know, with what you can take away from beating Robert Morris, but it wasn't exactly clean.
No,
and they're going to have to play cleaner there. I mean, that is a hornet's nest going out there. Pitt went out there, and you're
2005,
your freshman year,
senior in high school.
Palco went out there.
Yeah. Palco threw the pick six.
Yeah,
and they're probably, I don't know, I'd have to look back, but they're probably in better stead as a program right now.
Their quarterback's a guy.
So, but I think that West Virginia will win, and I think that this has all the makings of a classic backyard brawl next week.
Yeah.
I mean, Monday press conferences will be loaded for bear.
Yeah.
Narduzzi, Rodriguez.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be it's gonna be all that and what it's cooked up to be.
Yeah.
Throw it all into a pot and
magic
will ensue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Let's take care of these Mid-American Conference foes first, though, buddy.
Yeah.
You're really nervous.
Yeah, I used to be happy on Saturdays, and I just am not going
to
be.
Yeah, but you look forward to these days every, all off season.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, like.
Yes.
I find myself in the same boat sometimes. You know, I look forward. It's a summer Saturday. Maybe I'm driving downtown. I see the stadium. I'm like, man, I can't wait.
Yep.
And then I make that same drive, and like last Saturday, I'm like, why am I so pent up right now?
Right?
You know?
Exactly.
Why is my heart? This can't be good.
That's how all Steelers fans are going to be feeling on Sunday, too. Oh, we can't wait to see Rodgers. First drop pass, first three and out, first missed tackle. Oh, you son of a... Your blood pressure, which you've been going on walks. Maybe lay out in a hammock on a nice summer Sunday. Your blood pressure can be through the roof at 312 because this thing you can't control is driving you mad.
Well, everybody has a certain degree of control, lack of control, I should say. Even the players, every single player. But the come down from the high of winning a football game, there's not much that tops that.
That's why James Franklin takes his pants off after games.
I did see that. That was actually a pretty good bit. Whether you're a fan, whether you're a coach, whether you're a player, whether you're on the air, whether you're doing what we're doing right now, you know, coming down from a win is the best. Especially when you crack that first beer after
very good
a win. Like, that is a that's why you do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you put yourself through the agony of Friday night and Saturday morning. And
you know what I love about that? What I've always loved about coming down, before we take a break, coming down off of the high of a win, is the moment where it just snaps, where I'm like, all right, let's start moving forward to the next game. Like,
How immediate is that for you?
It's a couple hours. Hours. Like, I'm gonna have a good time, but then there's a part of me that goes like this. Boom! It's like, all right, we're done with that. Let's go.
It's got to be central.
Let's go.
It's chemical, right? You got all these endorphins going. You had all this adrenaline going, and then you come down. You're on this high, and then all of a sudden, there's just like
let's go.
Pesky anxiety hanging in there that just decides to,
especially like if you win, like you're like, all right, we're going to win again. Let's go.
Yeah,
we're on to something.
And the anxiety ensues.
I'd love to feel that way. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. What are we expecting out of Aaron Rodgers this year? Prediction time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Text us 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Genuinely, when Pat Bostic walks in here on a football Thursday, it makes me happier. It really does. Because you know you got Patty the rest of today. Bill Hillgrove at the end of this hour. Quiz Callis. Jeff Hathorn in the 9 o'clock hour. Then tomorrow, we're just previewing Jets Steelers, baby. Big-time matchups, over-unders, odds and ends, Lee Sterling. My God! Oh, hell.
Mother bleeper.
You know what you did?
No.
You said Quiz Callis. It's not Quiz Callis this week. It's Quiz Crowley.
I'm talking about in general every Thursday. That's what we do. You can't get me on that.
Hi, Callis.
You big tree.
Hi, Pat. Doran, you're the arbiter here.
The arbiter.
That seems a little punitive right there.
Were you talking about today or were you talking about in general?
I'm talking about every football Thursday.
You were talking about Thursday, Friday in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Then no. We don't get you.
What are
we
at? I'll check the tape real quick.
What are we at, two?
I think we're at three.
Three out of six.
So I was actually thinking about this real quick before we get into our Rodgers predictions. So if I don't get three today, I don't have to wear the shirt tomorrow.
Correct.
Is that why you wore the short shirt last week?
Because I made so many mistakes.
We got to make sure you got to like contribute to him messing up next week.
Oh yeah,
like next week he's got to.
Yes.
So
he already has to pay off one bet for next week.
I watch the game.
No, he has to. When we have Rich Rod on our show, which we are going to, he has to be pro Pitt and ask him all Pitt questions in on the side of Pitt. Like he can't say anything West Virginia.
That's only if you know I lose this bet this weekend.
You already lost the bet.
No, this was for Caleb Johnson over under for rushing attempts. Now I'm going to lose it, but I have
right.
not.
Okay,
I have
gotcha.
Not,
yes, you're right.
I haven't lost it yet.
Thorne has just fast forwarded to you losing the bet.
I mean, you're
I was gonna say though, because we were off on Monday, if I get to five mistakes by the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow, I'll put the shirt on. I'll put the shirt on for the 9 o'clock hour.
Okay.
And here's the by the way.
Patty. Rest of today, Bill Hillgrove at the end of this hour, Quiz Callis, Jeff Hathorn in the 9 o'clock hour.
So you were recapping today's events.
Oh, wow. Zero context provided.
Is there a similar bet involving Callis when he makes mistakes?
No.
Because?
No, if he continues to make mistakes at the level he's making them, he will just simply be replaced by like Sean Myers or something.
You were reviewing what we were going to be doing today. You didn't say that we do this every day. You said, here's what we're doing today.
Can we talk some ball?
Please.
So we are quizzing Crowley today.
I look forward to it thoroughly.
And you can join in as well.
That sounds great. Let's talk ball.
Well, I feel like we've run out of time because of Harry's crusade there.
We got time for ball.
Aaron Rodgers last season, 28 touchdowns, 11 picks, 3,897 yards. Let's start with yards. Over under 3,897 yards for Aaron Rodgers this year.
Under.
Over.
Over. Got ourselves a 4K passer, baby.
Yep.
Do you want to know why I said that?
Yeah, of course.
He played for the worst rushing offense in the NFL last year. played in all the games, had to throw it. I think they'll be more balanced here. I don't think they'll need to throw for more than 3,800 yards.
I think they'll be more balanced. I think that'll lead to some big gainers, baby.
I hope it does. Hopefully his yards per attempt are way up.
Mm-hmm. Yards per attempt last year, 6.7.
It really not terrible.
Over the course of his career, that would be tied for the lowest as a full-time starter, yeah. 6.7.
He'll be over 7 this year, 7.4.
If he throws 28 touchdowns again, I'll be elated.
Yeah.
If I take those numbers right now.
Yes.
I'd take 28 and 11, 3,800 right now.
That might be the better question.
And run to the playoffs.
Yes. Because that means he's healthy. That means he's healthy. And we make these predictions with the assumption of health. We're not going to predict guys to get hurt. But if he does all that, that means he's played 17 games.
Yep.
And that means if he puts those numbers up in this offense with what is supposed to be a quote-unquote historically great defense, then they should be an 11-win football team or somewhere in that range. 11 interceptions was the number last year. I know we said we'd sign up for those exact statistics. I bet you he throws fewer than that this year. Like, he has always protected the ball, save for the last couple of years where he's had double-digit interceptions. And, hey, that's the last we've seen of Aaron Rodgers. But we know that Mike Tomlin, Arthur Smith, they put a premium on protecting the football. I think he can throw for that many touchdowns and have that down below 11.
How many times has he sacked this year?
Let's answer that when we come back, because that might be the question that will define the Steelers' season. Don't you think?
Yep.
He was sacked 40 times last year. Food for thought. We'll talk about that coming up next. We've got Bill Hillgrove at 7:50.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers sacked 40 times last year. The Steelers quarterback sacked 49. How many times do we think Raj is going to get sacked this year? That could go pretty far into determining how far this team goes. By the way, Steelers quarterbacks last year threw for 3,600 yards. Rodgers was at 3,897. I feel like if Russ played the first six games, they might have been closer to 4,000 than they were, because they didn't have Fields throw it all that much. He threw for 1,100 yards in those six games, which is only he threw for 110 yards a game.
And they were handcuffing him for running, too.
You know what? That's bad math by me. That's over the 10 games where they would do that math, but still not a lot. Sorry, you said something there that I...
No, and they were handcuffing him from running the way he would normally run, too.
They put him in a box!
Yeah, just full box.
Full box.
Man.
Mm-hmm. So...
I wouldn't want to come back either.
Not for less than $20 million a season. Right. For damn sure. For damn sure. I know he handled it well when they sat him down through six games. He had to have been absolutely crushed inside. All the knock on him in Chicago was he does all these fabulous things, but he can't protect the football. He comes here, he protects the football. They go 4-2, and then he still gets sat down.
He was probably upset initially in the moment, but in the long term, it really benefited him because of the bulk of play that he had. The six games was probably his best at playing quarterback, and that's probably what led to him getting this contract with the Jets.
You're right.
At the end of the day, if he'd have played more, he probably could have messed up and he'd probably be on the street. Not on the street, but he'd be getting,
he might
getting
not be
Mason
starting.
Rudolph contract
yeah.
right now.
Yeah, sometimes less is more.
Silver Lining, baby.
Mm-hmm. You ever see that movie, Silver Linings Playbook?
Yeah, it was a good one.
Excellent movie.
Great movie.
Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Chris Tucker?
Russell Wilson played in 11 games last year, was sacked 33 times.
That's too many. And Russell Wilson got sacked a lot, 33 times in 11 games. That's three a game. That's fast math. Bang. Those guys, historically, have always taken a lot of sacks.
We talked about that last year.
Yeah. Rodgers, he's going to get it out quick. I think he's going to take some time to trust probably the offensive line ahead of him, and they're going to take some time, I think, in terms of the pass concepts that they're calling, just to see how these tackles in particular hold up. But I don't think you're going to see Rodgers get sacked as many times as the Steelers got sacked last year. And I don't think that's a super hot take.
I think Faltani is a big-time upgrade at the right tackle position. Now, Broderick Jones, he looked decent in preseason. I think he's going to be decent enough this year after the way he played during the preseason. But I think Faltano being the right tackle, I think, is going to enhance this offense.
Can I stop you right there?
Yes.
Because I trust your football IQ so much. Do you realize what you just said?
Yes.
You just said that the Steelers have a massive upgrade at right tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who their former right tackle is?
Broderick Jones.
Do you know where he's playing now?
Left tackle.
That concerns me.
Yeah, but but
that really concerns me.
But the way that for the three games that I saw him play in the preseason, he's going back to his natural position. I think that the continuity of the offensive line is going to be better with Troy Faltano at right tackle and Broderick Jones at left as a whole.
Okay.
Than it was last year.
I can be on board with that, but when you said that, it struck me so profoundly that a rookie is a big-time upgrade at right tackle, and the former right tackle is now your starting left tackle.
Hey, he ain't no rookie. He played like 12 snaps last year.
Now, Aaron Rodgers' snap-to-release time is like top 10 in the NFL. It's like 2.4 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady's was 1.98 with the Bucks.
1.98?
Tom Brady also said yesterday that Aaron Rodgers is the best passer of the football he's ever seen.
Yep.
Saw that one on X, saved it, almost said it to Pony. Because I still think it's true. I still think he's the best passer of the football in the NFL.
Right now.
When you watch him
right
throw
now?
The football. Yes.
Right now.
Like as a quarterback, as someone that has studied that position from the time I was in fifth grade.
Dork.
Yeah, right. You're okay.
Don't
Coxswain. He is the most I have so much fun watching him play the position. How he throws, how he contorts his body, his cadence. Like I think that in itself is going to help them. His heart count and stuff. Talk about helping linemen and tackles. Like you're not going to handcuff Aaron Rodgers. Now the only way they handcuff him to is like, dude, get rid of the ball. And I think he knows that at 41. So I think by nature of him just getting rid of the football, I mean 40 sacks in 17 games versus 33 and 11. I mean, that ratio is much better.
Yeah.
Much better. And I think he's on a much better football team that will be able to run the ball more consistently.
They do this goofy GPS stuff these days, and Rodgers' run time in the second half of the season, he was moving a lot quicker.
Did it say the number?
There's 0% chance I can remember that. It's a stat I used a lot in the offseason. He was moving quicker. I think he trusted that leg more late in the season. You would think even now, removed one more season.
He's not worried about
it. He's not thinking about it at all. And no one's expecting him to move like Aaron Rodgers from 8 years ago. But can he move like he did in the second half of last season, but a little bit better than that? If he does, and he's still this elite passer, and he's, of course, still got his elite brain, I think you can reasonably expect that he's going to be a better quarterback than he was last year. And while the Jets, I thought Breece Hall's a really good player, they weren't committed to the run.
No. 31st out of 32, right?
It's terrible. With the skill set that they had there, the Steelers, by hook or by crook, are going to try to find a way to run that football, which I think is also going to aid in the pass protection. Better down and distance situations, things of that nature, should help from Aaron Rodgers getting hit.
Yeah. I totally agree. I mean, that's important for this football team, and that's core to who they are, is running the ball. And obviously, you know, they're committed to Jaylen Warren, and they've proven that. So he's got to deliver, and most importantly, hang on to the thing.
Yes.
That's going to be, you know, that'll be his down. If there's a downfall for him, it's one of two things, right? It's injury or he's coughing up the ball. But they need to be balanced, especially when you're going to play with two, sometimes three tight ends. You know, those aren't like traditional drop back formations you're going to be in. Those are tailor-made for action pass, movement passes, where you can get linebackers to get up towards the line of scrimmage, and sneak Jonnu Smith or Freiermuth or Darnell Washington across the formation on crossing routes, on, you know, deep outs and high corners, things of that nature. And I think they'll be able to play a little bit more spread out with Jonnu. We didn't see that at all. I mean, he didn't play at all in the preseason. So who's to say he isn't going to line up in the slot on third down? Right? And they're effectively an 11 personnel when really they're in 12.
That's probably
Is like when we play with you.
Right.
I mean, when you were at Pitt, Dorham, it was like it was effectively 11 personnel, although you were in line most of the time. But I think Jonnu and the game of football is so different now that he is so used to being spread around. I think he's got – Aaron Rodgers has a lot going for him. You know, the biggest thing will be that forward wall and particularly that left side.
Much more on the Steelers as we move forward in this program. We'll do our Steelers time capsule today, our NFL time capsule. You get all our predictions, all that fun stuff. And Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Guess who's on hold, who we'll talk to next? The great Billy Hilly, Bill Hillgrove.
Low kick, wobbly, taken by Reed at the 12. Up over the 15, the 20, open field at the 30, 35, still on his feet at the 40, at the 30. He's on his way. Desmond Reed takes it to the house.
Bang.
First punt return of the year, and it's bye-bye, Dez.
The call from the great Bill Hillgrove. Pitt wins by a million over Duquesne. And the voice of the Panthers, Bill Hillgrove, joins us right now, as he will every single Thursday during college football season. Good morning, Bill. How you doing?
Fine, gents. How are you this morning? You know, when you get off to that fast start, everything else kind of pales in comparison. And everybody kind of talked about Holstein having a slow start in the offense. Well, compared to that play, yeah, I guess so.
Bill, what made you feel good about the game? Like, whenever you're walking out of the stadium and your first thought of the game to kick off the season, what made you feel really good? Like, wow, like, that was nice to see.
Well, one of the things, Doran, was the fact that just about every snap for the Dukes, somebody was in the backfield for Pitt. You know, and they just took care of business. That made me feel good because, you know, we've seen in the past, especially in openers, where, you know, they can't get their sea legs and they, you know, it's wobbly. But that wasn't the case. Okay, the offense comparatively to the punt return had a slow start. But, you know, once they caught their wind, it was a mismatch.
Bill, you've seen a lot of great catches in Heinz Field / Acrisure Stadium history. But how about your boy Blue Hicks?
It was right there at the top. I can't think of a better one. That one-handed grab, it was Randy Moss reached up out of the sky and pulled the ball down. It was incredible and so much fun to watch.
Left-handed, too.
Offhand.
Yeah,
pretty
offhand.
Impressive.
Oh, that's the offhand.
Yeah.
Could have fooled me.
Yeah, well, maybe he's amphibious. Oh, no, ambidextrous.
Bill, you've
he's on it.
You are regular season, midseason form. You've seen so many great players come through the Pitt program, so many great players that Pitt has played against. Desmond Reed, where does he rank among the most explosive that you've seen? Because Doran and I were laughing. I heard Doran called it beforehand. The second Desmond caught the ball, I went, oh, they got no shot here. So where do you put him among the all-time explosive players you've seen?
Well, I hate to bring up, you know, great, great players, but I think I got to go back to number 33 for explosiveness.
Man.
We've had some great backs and we've had some great receivers, but that explosion, you know, with the ball, it's you can't teach it. I mean, he is so gifted and we're glad he's on our side.
Bill, what do you think about the directional Michigans this weekend?
You know, they're going to be run heavy. They average 236 a game on the ground. They play three quarterbacks. Angel Flores is probably their biggest run-threaded quarterback. So they'll pound the ball, and let's just see what happens. This will be probably a little bit different for Pitt. But, you know, I think that defense has the chance to rise to the occasion, so it'll be fun to watch.
Well, Billy, we're looking forward to you being on the call, and – pregame show will start at 9 o'clock right here on The Fan. Thank you, Bill.
Always a pleasure, gentlemen.
Thanks, Bill. See you Saturday.
See you, partner.
All right.
33 is pretty good. That was Tony Dorsett. Pretty good.
Yeah, even the touchdown run he had, the 53-yarder. I mean, there's a subtle move because the ball started inside, and then he cut, and then he put his left foot in the ground and just changed direction.
Yep.
And somebody was just frozen, like trying to tackle him, but just tackled like just pure air. And he just that's what makes him and Kyle Lewis so fun to watch. I mean, Kyle Lewis had a couple plays in that game where, you know, you're blitzing, you got a quarterback that's 20 yards away from you, and you're able to close the distance and take a shot and finish the job. I mean, I said it on the air, like, among the people in the world that I would not want to have my back turned to with them running full speed at me, he would be right there at the top of the list because he's just so fast. For a guy that strong, he's not the biggest guy, but he's just strapped, and he can just, he's 4'4", 40. It's really impressive. And the change of direction for someone of that size, I think probably is the most redeeming quality he has. So they've got some ball players, and they were not short on flash on Saturday against Duquesne. I think they've got to be – what I would take away from the game is I thought they'd be a little bit cleaner running the ball. Offensively, when I watched the tape, though, I mean, Duquesne basically just – and I respect Mickey Jacobs, their D coordinator. They just basically cancel everything.
Yep.
They just folded at the front end and had everyone at the line of scrimmage. They're like, hey, if you're going to beat us, we're going to make you throw it and see if your quarterback's back to where he needs to be. And fortunately, he played better as the game went on.
What I took away from the game is the discipline and the penalties. Usually, I mean, game in and game out for the last how many years, there's been 7-plus penalties with a, you know, Pitt football team underneath Narduzzi. They had, I think, 3 penalties in the first game. That's a significant sign.
Yeah.
That's a significant sign of focus and discipline. Usually that first game, you have all kinds of penalties, holding calls, offsides, false starts, things of that nature. That just comes with it. But they were pretty disciplined. I think one of those penalties was Malachi Thomas in the end zone, too. So really only 2 penalties in the game.
The following kickoff was a free kick out of bounds, which was from the 20-yard line.
Yep.
So he was trying to kill it, and he pull-hooked it out of bounds. So it was
like Caboli would if he were kicking at game day.
I give Caboli a solid chance of making it.
Get out of here.
Yeah, to the hospital.
Central, you know, if I were him, I'd go square toe.
That's what he said.
I'd go square toe, and we'll see what happens.
He might have square toes. Central Michigan at Pitt, Saturday, high noon on 93.7 The Fan, pregame at 9 a.m. with our guy, Doran Dickerson. We just had the whole broadcast crew. It's wonderful. Pitt, a 21.5-point favorite. Last I checked against Central Michigan. I'll see if that line has moved at all. Coming up next, what do you guys say we do a little Steelers time capsule?
Yeah.
Some predictions on the Steelers season. We'll get hard and heavy into the Jets tomorrow, but we'll do the time capsule. 50-minute mark, I blew right through that. Brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. My bad. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Going to rain all day. That sucks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.